At Nome Public Schools this year, there will be no shortage of new faces.
Sally Kinzel, she's going to be third grade. Barry Kinzel, he's going to be third grade also here at Nome Elementary. So, and then we have
the district introduced 10 new teachers, including a Nome Belts graduate, as well as two new principals in both the elementary and high schools at last night's school board meeting. Everyone was introduced by the district's new human resources director, Sean Arnold. But parents and students are likely to notice another big change this year, the addition of breakfast and lunch for every Nome Public School student free of charge. That, says district business manager Paula Kaufman, is because of the new CEP program.
CEP is an acronym for Community Eligibility Provision, and what it means is that all of our students will be able to eat free breakfast and lunch based on the demographics and some applications information that was sent in.
Nome Public Schools only recently qualified for the CEP program in part because of provisions in a deal signed this past summer to contract out school meals to NANA Management Services, or NMS.
It won't cost families anything to eat now for either meal, for all their children to eat breakfast and lunch. It won't cost the district any more than it would otherwise have cost the district.
Bruce Turner directs operations for NMS as they prepare to take over the district's two kitchens. He answered board members' questions about the decision to add additional employees in order to help handle the uptick in meals that'll be served at schools. Three of those employees, all of them NANA shareholders living in Nome, are officially employed by NMS and not the district. School resumes for students on Tuesday and will last an extra 10 minutes in order to accommodate the extra meal, but it will not affect class time. However, it'll be a week into classes around August 25th when the breakfast program officially kicks off. And later this week, there's a public meeting to review details of a climate and connectedness survey that school board president Betsy Brennan says is designed to improve the school environment district-wide.
There's so many things that we as a community, staff, school board members could do to make simple changes that don't cost any money to help kids feel welcome in school and help parents feel welcome in school.
That meeting is tomorrow night, Thursday night at 6:30 at the Nome Elementary School. Parents, students, and the public are invited to attend.